It's part of a long-term project to get visibility of every device on the network. We've also tied that in with taking a look at biomedical devices, and we're working with our industry partners and the Food and Drug Administration to try to make sure that there's no chance of malware getting on those machines that could affect or adversely affect medical diagnosis.
VA is obviously one of the biggest users of health IT. Can you talk a little bit about how you're working with FDA and industry partners on this?
We've sat down with FDA. We've talked about the problem where we have discovered that there's a potential for malware on medical devices if they're not protected accurately. The medical devices have common operating systems at their basis, yet the updating of those medical devices sometimes takes more than a year from the time that a new patch is released. So if there's a security vulnerability there, you're vulnerable for over a year until the company comes in and fixes it. What we're trying to do is get the companies to put the patch on one of our web pages, and then we can create an automated process to download the patch immediately. And we've worked with both FDA and some of our industry partners to develop that at this point.
Is that something that's a theory, or is that something that's being implemented?
It's being implemented right now. We will have all the devices secured behind what we call a VLAN by September 30th. We will have them firewalled off by December 31st and have these other problems addressed sometime during fiscal year 11.
That's a huge change. I mean, that's something that I think can be a model, and maybe that's what you're looking at as health IT increases. Is that the idea, or did you guys just see it as your problem for the short term, but you can see the long-term impact it could have?
We call this our medical device isolation architecture, and what it is, we did a study during the Kunficker attack that showed that there were certain vulnerabilities or certain exposures in our medical equipment. We found out that if we did about four different things in our security program, that we could pretty much ensure that there would not be malware on these machines and that we could adequately protect them. We've worked with private industry on this, and we've also worked with FDA as well as the Air Force and a couple of other government agencies.
One of the other things that you talked about was the idea of training, education. Talk about how that fits into the broader communications plan from the Chief Information Security Office that goes out to the rest of VA.
At VA, we think one of the biggest problems with our security program is communicating it at all levels. VA has a national, in fact, an international organization. We need to communicate our security program on a daily basis, on a weekly basis, on a monthly basis. We have a communications program where I put out a blog on a continuing basis. We have Twitter accounts. We have a Facebook account. We do a Yammer account and, of course, periodic emails to everybody. We also do teleconferences and video conferences with our security officers once a month. We also participate in a conference call to all the CIOs in VA. Communications is the trick. Like for real estate, it's location, location, location. For security, it's communication, communication, communication.
How much difference has that threat email that you send out weekly, how much difference has those monthly calls made? Are you able to quantify it?
Every Friday at 1 o'clock, we have what we call our weekly threat briefing. It lasts 15 to 30 minutes. It talks about all the threats that are out there in the wild that we should be concerned about, and then it talks about which of those threats actually have exploited VA vulnerabilities. It gives numbers, locations for our security officers so they know what to look out for, how to identify things really quickly, and how to react quickly.
Finally, you mentioned wireless. What are you guys doing around wireless security? How are you improving it? Are there any policies, guidances coming out?
We have a wireless policy that basically puts the same security requirements on wireless as the security requirements for wired. We're in the process now of upgrading our entire wireless infrastructure within the VA to make sure that communications are secure. And we're doing this because if you take a look at where technology is going, there are more mobile devices that physicians are using. There's more Bluetooth and wireless. So we want to be at the forefront of that and be prepared for those changes in technology when they occur.
How is it going to be different from today, the way the wireless is secured, to tomorrow?
I think what we're trying to do is be responsive to the veteran of the 21st century. I think when a veteran walks into a hospital, take a look at them. The younger veterans come in with laptops or some other mobile device, an iPhone or something like that. While they're waiting, they want to be able to access the Internet. At some point, they'll even be able to determine what their queue is in a waiting line, so they can tell they have a 15-minute wait or a 20-minute wait. There's all kinds of information that we can make available to them as long as we have that wireless infrastructure in place. Patients, when they're in our hospitals, they want to do email. They want to tell their family how they are. All of those communications, which are not currently available in VA hospitals, will be available in the future.
So it's almost like you're separating the back end from the front end to secure the back end so you guys can wireless communicate between, let's say, two doctors or two hospitals, but also keep that front end open so, as you said, patients can access it just to do personal stuff.
Yes, and keep in mind, a patient will have less security controls than we within the VA, because all we're really allowing the patient to do is have connectivity. For within VA, we have security controls that can make sure that there's no data leakage or data loss, and that we always protect the confidentiality of our veterans.